Part 1. This is a sample of an English listening test. Sample test. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about a film.
Well, that film was complete rubbish. The whole thing was just one bad scene after another. I can't believe you talked me into watching it with you.
What do you mean? I loved it. I thought the characters were well played and the storyline was absolutely thrilling.
I didn't like the performances at all, but I must admit you are right about the story. It had a nice little twist at the end that made everything come together. Well, that film was complete rubbish. The whole thing was just one bad scene after another. I can't believe you talked me into watching it with you.
What do you mean? I loved it. I thought the characters were well played and the storyline was absolutely thrilling.
I didn't like the performances at all, but I must admit you are right about the story. It had a nice little twist at the end that made everything come together.
Question 2. You hear an aeroplane pilot talk about flying a plane.
The most difficult thing about flying is learning to trust your instruments. The dials on a plane will show the altitude and speed of the plane, but also whether you are flying at the correct angle. You wouldn't believe how many inexperienced pilots come out of the clouds flying upside down. See, what happens is that even though their instruments say they are level, they will make a small correction, followed by another small correction. They just can't help themselves. And since you can't see past the nose of your plane in cloud cover, there's no way of knowing which way is up, so you must trust your flight instruments. The most difficult thing about flying is learning to trust your instruments. The dials on a plane will show the altitude and speed of the plane, but also whether you are flying at the correct angle. You wouldn't believe how many inexperienced pilots come out of the clouds flying upside down. See, what happens is that even though their instruments say they are level, they will make a small correction, followed by another small correction. They just can't help themselves. And since you can't see past the nose of your plane in cloud cover, there's no way of knowing which way is up, so you must trust your flight instruments.
Question 3. You hear a woman talking about road trips.
I'm not very keen on road trips. My husband is always planning on packing our bags in the car and going somewhere far away for the weekend. But I really don't see the point of spending 6 hours in the car on Saturday only to spend another 6 hours in the car on Sunday to return home. If only his road trips lasted a few days so we could settle into a hotel and enjoy the time there, and not just the travelling. But the problem is, he thinks that if we have more days, we should simply drive further. I'm not very keen on road trips. My husband is always planning on packing our bags in the car and going somewhere far away for the weekend. But I really don't see the point of spending 6 hours in the car on Saturday only to spend another 6 hours in the car on Sunday to return home. If only his road trips lasted a few days, so we could settle into a hotel and enjoy the time there, and not just the travelling. But the problem is, he thinks that if we have more days, we should simply drive further.
Question 4. You hear a woman talking about shopping for clothes.
Shopping can be quite difficult if you know exactly what you want from your clothes. Many times I will go into a shop to look for clothes for work and come out empty-handed. I know that I need something that looks smart, and I definitely want it to be comfortable. I'm not one of those people that choose fashion over comfort, but finding the right balance isn't easy. Sometimes I wish designers would keep real-life people in mind when they create their clothes. Many times I will go home not having bought anything because I refuse to buy something that I'm not convinced about. Shopping can be quite difficult if you know exactly what you want from your clothes. Many times I will go into a shop to look for clothes for work and come out empty-handed. I know that I need something that looks smart, and I definitely want it to be comfortable. I'm not one of those people that choose fashion over comfort, but finding the right balance isn't easy. Sometimes I wish designers would keep real-life people in mind when they create their clothes. Many times I will go home not having bought anything because I refuse to buy something that I'm not convinced about.
Question 5. You hear a man and a woman talking about a new motorway.
Have you heard the news? They've decided to build a new motorway right through the city.
Really? I thought they were talking about building it around the city to divert traffic away from the centre.
That's what I thought too, but it seems we were wrong.
I can't believe they would do that. Where did you hear that?
I read it in the local paper. See?
I think you misunderstood, Matt. It says here that to prevent people from driving through the city, they will build the new ring road around the city.
Oh. Have you heard the news? They've decided to build a new motorway right through the city.
Really? I thought they were talking about building it around the city to divert traffic away from the centre.
That's what I thought too, but it seems we were wrong.
I can't believe they would do that. Where did you hear that?
I read it in the local paper. See?
I think you misunderstood, Matt. It says here that to prevent people from driving through the city, they will build the new ring road around the city.
Oh.
Question 6. You hear a young man talking about food.
In my family, food is very important. My grandparents lived through the war and rationing, so are always very careful about wasting even a little bit of food. Whenever there are leftovers, my grandmother keeps them in small containers in the fridge and serves them again over the next few days. My favourite meal at my grandparents' house is when I just turn up for lunch without warning. Then my grandma has to take out all the little containers of leftovers and I get to sample loads of different types of dishes and not just the one. In my family, food is very important. My grandparents lived through the war and rationing, so are always very careful about wasting even a little bit of food. Whenever there are leftovers, my grandmother keeps them in small containers in the fridge and serves them again over the next few days. My favourite meal at my grandparents' house is when I just turn up for lunch without warning. Then my grandma has to take out all the little containers of leftovers and I get to sample loads of different types of dishes and not just the one.
Question 7. You hear a woman talking about living in a city.
I love living in the city. I enjoy all the different things you can do, like going to a play or musical, a concert or a museum. I especially like the small art galleries that keep changing what they have on show, so you never get bored. But there is one thing that I can't stand. It isn't the traffic or the crowds. I see them as a natural element in a city, and I even like being surrounded by people. No, what I really hate are the pickpockets. I hate that they can simply stick their hand in my pocket and take my wallet or my phone. It offends me. I love living in the city. I enjoy all the different things you can do, like going to a play or musical, a concert or a museum. I especially like the small art galleries that keep changing what they have on show, so you never get bored. But there is one thing that I can't stand. It isn't the traffic or the crowds. I see them as a natural element in a city, and I even like being surrounded by people. No, what I really hate are the pickpockets. I hate that they can simply stick their hand in my pocket and take my wallet or my phone. It offends me.
Question 8. You hear a man and a woman talking about a new computer shop.
What do you think about the new computer shop that opened last week?
I think the shop itself is quite good. They have loads of different computers and other devices, but I don't like the staff.
Oh, why not?
Well, I went there on the weekend. I was looking for a webcam for my computer. I asked one of the men there, but he was not very helpful. He kept asking me for details about my computer, and I didn't have a clue. He said then it would be very difficult to recommend the right webcam.
But it's true. You can't choose a device if you don't know what kind of computer you have.
Oh, how can you take his side?
What do you think about the new computer shop that opened last week?
I think the shop itself is quite good. They have loads of different computers and other devices, but I don't like the staff.
Oh, why not?
Well, I went there on the weekend. I was looking for a webcam for my computer. I asked one of the men there, but he was not very helpful. He kept asking me for details about my computer, and I didn't have a clue. He said then it would be very difficult to recommend the right webcam.
But it's true. You can't choose a device if you don't know what kind of computer you have.
Oh, how can you take his side?
That is the end of part 1.